Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's call our buddy Adam McAlvey and bring him in, shall we?
Best Brewers coverage. Now, let's get the latest on the crew from insider Adam McAlvey. Brought to you by Concordia University Wisconsin Veterans Service Department, dedicated to preparing veterans to make an impact within their next mission through education. Go to cuw.edu/veterans. This is the Bill Michaels Show.
Well, under the heading of you can't win them all, Sunday was a little bit of a disappointment, but the fact that they have won five of their last six, if they start winning baseball again, then they'll continue on, and that'll be somewhat of the streak that we were looking for. Adam, how you doing? Because the bats were silent on Sunday, but man, you saw a hell of a pitcher's duel, didn't you?
Yeah, really well-pitched game by Mike Minor shows you why he was in demand before July 31. And look, the good thing for the Brewers in that game, besides another really solid Jordan Lyles performance, was Christian Yelich getting in the game. So that's a really good sign. I think that he's back in the lineup tonight. We'll have to wait a little longer to see for sure, but typically that's a pretty good indication when a guy comes off the bench to pinch hit that he's going to be back in there, especially considering he had a day off, another day off yesterday.
Right.
I think he'll be back in there tonight.
How concerning is the back issue overall? Or is this just something that's more precautionary, or is this something that we should really start to look over the fence and say, okay, we should be concerned about this?
No, I mean, it's part of the story. It's part of his story that he is going to, a couple times a year, miss a handful of games with a bad back. And, they do a lot of prehab, they call it, to avoid these bouts. You know, he goes through treatment and all kinds of things, the pool and hot, cold, and all that sort of stuff on an everyday basis to avoid this sort of thing. But it was in that game, the two-homer game in Pittsburgh, that something sort of tweaks or grabs, and it's something that then they have to be really careful about to avoid it becoming a major long-term injury. And that means giving him a couple of days of rest. The hard part is you can't time when that's going to happen, and they haven't been able to pinpoint. Well, they believe that it's muscular and not structural, which is good. They haven't been able to pinpoint like what sort of actions cause it. So that makes it really difficult to predict when it's going to happen, and that's a little bit of an uncomfortable situation to be in if you're the manager or a general manager trying to field a contending team. Obviously, you don't want something like this to happen in a must-win sort of situation. But what are you going to do? I asked Craig Counsell about that sort of that uncertainty, and he said the nature of injuries is that they're uncertain. You just can't predict always when a guy, any player, is going to go down, and you just have to do your best to avoid it. And then when it does come up, you have to do your best to minimize it. And that's what they have done. They feel like they've developed a pretty good system. And in this case, it was good parts of five games that he missed, and that's not insignificant.
When I sat down the other day, yesterday as well, and I kind of looked at this schedule, boy, you talk about coming into a serious portion of games. I mean, I understand where they're at right now when you talk about the Twins coming to town because it's interleague, and you got the Houston Astros thrown in there here in a little bit. But once you get past Washington, you got three against St. Louis, six against St. Louis in a matter of, 9-10 days. And then you've got seven against the Cubs and then three more against St. Louis with Miami thrown into the mix. You better make your hay again. I mean, the nice thing is you hold your fate in your own hands. But then once you get out of Houston, you've got a lackluster Miami team. You've got San Diego, who's kind of okay, but a Pittsburgh team you just dominated, a Cincinnati team who's fallen apart, and a Colorado team who's not there. At least you're not playing the toughest of the toughest with the Cardinals and the Cubs thrown into this thing. A schedule's kind of favorable for the Brewers because they hold their fate in their own hands, and then they get a little bit easier after the fact.
I agree with you on paper. The problem is they have played exactly the opposite this season.
Right.
And they had that long stretch of games where it was, 26 of 29 or something, again, or 26 in a row against sub-500 teams. and they fared incredibly poorly during that stretch. Then they come into a stretch where they play some winning teams, and all of a sudden they get some victories. So they have not played to strength of schedule, and I don't know that that's predictive of what's going to happen in this next stretch. Probably not. But it just makes me uncomfortable trying to guess what's going to happen. These head-to-head games, as you pointed out, they're really important. Cubs and Cardinals, those are the three teams at the top of the division. And if the Brewers want to get that wild card, or obviously they have their sights on the division, those are the games you have to win. And I really think it's less about the strength of schedule in baseball in general and more about just trying to play good baseball. And look, that starts with the starting pitching. And this rotation is certainly not at full strength right now. It is kind of by a thread, but they are performing, the guys who are out there. If you look at the last number of starts for Jordan Lyles, for Chase Anderson, who goes tonight, he's allowed two or fewer earned in nine straight starts, and they're not all deep starts because of the way the Brewers use him, but he's doing his job. I think Adrian Hauser, the puke and rally game was big for him because he's pitched well two out of three times, and he is really important right now to what they're doing. And then Gio Gonzalez, when he's been on the field, he's been very good. The problem has been keeping him on the field, and so they're keeping a very close eye on him when he's out there on the mound to avoid some sort of lapse or setback with the shoulder. So they've got those guys. They're getting Zach Davies back, they believe, on this next road trip before when they need a fifth starter again. But look, they're thin. The depth-wise is a problem right now for this Brewers team, and they need performance from those starting pitchers. And I think that, as much as anything, will tell the story of what happens in the next stretch of game.
I wanted to ask you specifically because we know that guys have struggled. Orlando Arcia offensively has struggled. Travis Shaw has struggled. They bring in Hernan Perez. They make the flip-flop. Guys have struggled, but it seems like at least during the Pittsburgh series and then coming into the first couple of games, they're hitting the baseball. I mean, you're averaging more than 4.5, 5 runs a game. Does it seem like, because I know coming out of the Cubs series, you probably couldn't be any lower as a team, and now all of a sudden, it seems like the clubhouse, just from what you hear, is completely flip-flop. We always say it's amazing what winning can do for you, but does it feel like they've got a little bit of that bounce? I don't want to say the magic from last year because I don't think you can replicate year to year, but does it feel better right now? Like they weathered the worst part of the storm, getting swept by the Cubs, and now they're back up and running? Or does it feel like you're just holding your breath for the next hiccup?
I mean, that's going to be that I think is a question for those of us watching, the fans. Honestly, though, we are the fans are the ones who feel those ups and downs. The players do a good job of muting that and kind of move on to the next. And you lose a tough game, and I really don't believe it impacts them in a big way from game to game. I think they are just trained to not act that way because you can't get through 162 games that way. Winning is the best medicine for whatever tension is going on. Offensively, it's been a so-so season. I think it's been underwhelming from what this group of players has the potential to be, and you went through some of the individual reasons why. I think Lorenzo Cain is a really big one, the guy at the top of the order who spends so much time talking about wanting to be a catalyst for the guys behind him and catalyst for the team and the offense. He's not done it this year, and he's very frustrated about that. And I think, to me, like when you look at this team offensively, Grandal's power is down, Moustakas isn't hitting with runners in scoring position. There's things that each player can do better. But I still look at Lorenzo Cain as just a key to the kind of the whole thing in the big picture. And if you can get him on a good streak for a couple of weeks, just based on what we saw last year, it seems like a difference maker. He can be kind of a difference maker, whether he's hitting at the top of the lineup or in more of an RBI position down below, because of just the nature of what he is once he gets on the base pass. So he's kind of the guy I have circled. I don't know that we're going to see like a huge change offensively. They feel like they can be better, but there's enough of a sample now that this is just going to be kind of one of those streaky clubs that's not great offensively, it's not terrible offensively. And the one other thing I'll say is, if we're talking about this team's offense, They are playing down a lot this year, and they are playing in tons of tight games this year. And, you know, that shouldn't impact at-bat to at-bat, but I really think it does. I think when you're playing from behind because of some of the stuff that's been going on for a large swath of the season with the starting pitching, that does impact what you do offensively. And I think that's something to kind of keep in mind as well when we look at reasons why this offense has underperformed. To me, that may be one of them.
Real quick before I let you go, when David Stearns was on with us last week, we were talking about some of the injuries and some of the pitchers and the kind of the prognosis for some of these guys and when they may come back. We're talking probably early September, but Suter's been pitching pretty well in his rehab stint. We know that Jimmy Nelson is still throwing. So you got an update as to where some of these guys are and what the optimism is? Anybody ahead of schedule?
I don't know. Well, yeah, I don't know. I would say ahead of schedule. I mean, Brent Suter had his Tommy John last year on July 31st, so he's probably right where he's supposed to be. He's got one outing in the books at AAA. I think he'll continue to make, you know, relief appearances there and maybe be, unless something happens that they need him earlier, maybe be a September call-up guy. Jimmy Nelson now, because he moved to the 60-day DL because they had 40-man roster issues, he's not eligible to come off the 60-day until the final week of August. So he's going to continue to pitch in the minors. And then the key guys, I think, Woodruff and Chacin. Woodruff, because he pitched so well. Chacin, he hasn't pitched well, but, you know, you're talking about your opening day starter, a guy who pitched some really big innings for you down the stretch last year. They're still a ways away. You know, when we, on this last Rangers series, they're in the kind of playing catch phase where they're out there tossing the ball around a little bit, but it's not long toss. It's certainly not off a mound where you're getting full extension and you're stressing the oblique for Woodruff, the lat kind of around the back of his rib cage for Chacin. It's not going to be until they get into those stages of their throwing that anybody has an idea of what the timeline looks like. But I think the bottom line for both of them is that it's many weeks. It's several weeks at minimum, many weeks at maximum away. There's a belief that both will pitch yet this season, but I don't think anybody should be holding their breath that it's going to happen imminently. And again, that's why these guys that are in there now, they're at the end of their depth a bit. And these starters who are pitching these innings in August are going to be so critical to what this team does. And it's, you know, Adrian Hauser and it's Gio Gonzalez. Keeping those guys healthy and performing is going to be really, really important as they try to get to September within striking distance.
Adam, always great stuff. We'll chat again next week, okay?
All right. See you, Bill.
Appreciate it, pal. There you go. Adam McAlvey at Brewers.com and MLB.com. That's where you can find him. Also at Adam McAlvey on Twitter. Hit him up there. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com. 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.